But in St. Mark's Gospel, first chapter, we'll go down about the 21st verse. And they went into Capernaum, and straightway on the Sabbath day he entered into the synagogues and taught. And they were astonished at his doctrine, for he taught them as one that had an authority, and not as the scribes. And there was in their synagogue a man with an unclean spirit. And he cried out, saying, "Leave us alone. What have we to do with thee, thou Jesus of Nazareth? Art thou come to destroy us? I know thee, who thou art, the Holy One of God." And Jesus rebuked him, saying, "Hold thine peace, and come out of him." And when the unclean spirits had torn him and cried with a loud voice, he came out of them, and they were all amazed, insomuch that they questioned among themselves, saying, "What things is this? What new doctrine is this? For with authority commanded he even the unclean spirits, and they do obey him." The doctrine, they was used to the old doctrine and the old law, and Jesus come with a new doctrine. And I'm here to tell you today, and I'm glad that this new doctrine is still new and still refreshing today as it was in them days. People still, they sitting under the new doctrine, under the new covenant, under the new law, which is motivated by the power of God. And he still has the same power today. He's not lost his power in that with the Father, but he sent us the Holy Ghost to lead us, guide us, and teach us today. And I'm still today, and as we talked in Sunday school, it's still the stud. If we obey him and humble ourselves, I become obedient unto him. Brother, listen, we'll be glad for every day to awake and face our day because we know that we got a help from on high, and we're endeared with power from on high because this new doctrine, brother, it is still, as I said, it's new. I'm excited every day with this new doctrine. Brother, listen, and they was amazed at his doctrine, and they said, "What matter of new doctrine is this? Even the unclean spirits obey him." Brother, we get indifferent and we get cold and then on God praying, seeking and his voice, he's the unclean spirit.
Yes, him, Lord.
Still have to obey him. I'm glad for that today. Not only we have to obey the Lord, but even the unclean spirits that entereth unto us, they have to go at the voice of the Savior. And you know what? And I'm glad that it's still the same today. It's not changed. Let's go just a little bit further. In Philippians, 2nd chapter, 5th verse. "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of man. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even to the death of the cross. Therefore, God has highly exalted him and give him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, all the things in heaven and things in earth, and things under the earth, and every tongue I should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God, the Father. Therefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not in my presence only, but now much the more, in my absence, I work out your salvation, your own salvation, with fear and trembling. I'm here to tell you today, this is a fear of God. Brother, listen, that by now he has given us in this new doctrine come along with a silent pardon, brother, which will condemn you whenever we start drifting away from God. He will condemn us. He will live work with us. But if we fail to hear, if we fail to obey this silent partner which he give us, which is the Holy Ghost, brother, listen, then he will let us slide right on down to the doorway of death, and then we'll awake with a rude awakening that Jesus is still there, which has got all power. Listen, you talk about the fear of God whenever that we go too far, listen, to do anything about it, and then meet Jesus face to face with great wrath.
Amen.
Listen, oh preacher, what do you mean? I bow silent pardon. I listen, he goes with me every day. He leads me and guides me. But with a small, still voice, I directs my thoughts. I directs mine and your mind. He said, let this mind be in you as it also was in Christ Jesus. Brother, listen, you talk about he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. And he don't expect any less from me and you. I can see that he back yonder in Daniel, Belshazzar, he made a great feast to the thousand of his Lord. He drunk wine to the thousand of the Lord and his wives and concubines. Brother, listen, and he ordered. He was a man with a great authority in this world. Listen, he commanded that they bring in the golden vessels which Nebuchadnezzar took out of the house of God. Brother, listen, and they begin to drink wine and they begin to have a party. But now they was using the things of God deceitfully for the wrong reason. Listen, and he began to see a finger of a man's hand over next to the candlestick on the plaster of the wall, and it began to write, listen, and it said, you have been weighed in the balance and been found wanted. I'm here to tell you today, brother, you don't look for the handwriting on the wall. You look at what's condemning of the heart. And listen, the Lord lives in the heart. Today if we feel condemned about something, we better get away from it.
Amen.
Don't look. He had an open vision. He could see the man's hand as he wrote on the wall. You will not see that today. But you'll hear a small, still voice. I speak to the heart, and he said, I let this mind be in you as it was in Christ Jesus. I'm telling you, we still have the same new doctrine. I listened to them, I preached to them, not as a scribe, but he spoke with a power and authority. I'm here to tell you today, if you really be saved and obedient as He would have you to be, listen, as the mind was in Christ Jesus, you'll be walking hand in hand Amen. With the one and the knock at the heart's door this morning. Listen, and you'll have a longing to be with God's people. You'll have a longing whenever the door swings open at the house of God, where the people of God are assembled together. You'll have a desire to be there, that we might learn a little bit, how to walk a little closer in that of the Lord. Listen, work out your own salvation. Nobody can work it out for you. Oh, I can pray for you, you can pray for me. But down to the bottom line, we got to humble ourselves in that before the mighty hand of God that He might lift us up. He said, Jesus, he said, give Him a name to the things in heaven, things in earth, things under the earth, and the tongue, our brother, I should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord of all things, and give Him the praise, honor, and glory for all things. If we come short, we'll answer at the end of the way.
Amen.
That night, in the same hour, Belshazzar, how his countenance was changed. And he talk about the fear of God. His loins was loose, the joints of his loins was loose. And his knees smoked together, one to another. Brother, listen, but now the day in this new doctrine that me and you have is far much better.
Yeah.
Listen, because somewhere in the stillness of the night, if I'm traveling of a day, I feel a small, still voice. I don't go on down the road. I better turn back and go the other way.
Yeah, come on.
Listen, I'm glad that Jesus made a better way.
Bless Him, Lord God.
For me and you.
Right.
Ain't you glad that when He said, "We let this mind be in you, as it was in Christ Jesus."
Right.
Jesus didn't think it was robbery. To be equal with God. Then you don't think it's robbery to be equal with Christ because He's our brother. He's a joint heir. Listen, He paid the price on the cross. I bet He fumbled Himself as a man and become a servant. Jesus become a servant doing the will of the Father who sent Him. Me and you ought to have the same mind doing the will of the Father who sent us. I'm glad to be saved today. This new doctrine. I don't reckon I'd ever seen this before. A new doctrine. And it's still fresh. Boy, you talk about when you would get humble, down, and everything is all right between our heart and the portals of glory. It's refreshing.
Right.
Because we know that He's just a whisper away.
Yes.
We call on Him. And if we have unclean spirits, whatever's going on in our heart, He can rebuke them. They have to go.
Amen.
They have to go. Let's stand and get a sign.